And turning now to news from Sri Lanka, where a top UN official was expected to press for a probe into possible rights abuses during the final stages of the military's victory over Tamil rebels. UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs Lynn Pasco was sent by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who has voiced concern over delays in releasing thousands of displaced Tamil civilians held in government-run camps. The Bishop of Jaffna, Thomas Savandaranayagam, says the government is trying to release the refugees but faces difficulties due to the vast numbers of people in the camps.
There are more than 250,000 people in the camp. Therefore, if all of them have to be settled, you can't do that in a hurry. These people are from different places, but the difficulty is places like Klinochi and Mullaitivu district, from which the large number of these IDPs have come. These places are heavily mined due to the war we had in those places. Therefore, unless the clearing of the mines takes place, these people cannot be resettled in a hurry in those places. Secondly, also, owing to the military operations that took place in these places, a lot of houses are broken and there is no infrastructure at present. Therefore, the government cannot take these people at once to these places. But the government has a program to gradually release these people, especially those who have relatives and those who have homes to go, and the elderly people. So the government is trying some or other to release them.
The Sri Lankan government has promised that 80% of displaced people will be sent back to their homes before the end of this year.